Episode 74 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is David Guerra. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. If you downloaded me on iTunes, I thank you. If you're listening at the website, hey, be sure you look around after this. There's other stuff, plenty of other stuff, and more stuff coming online soon. But most of all, to anybody and everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice at this very moment, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm thankful. I'm in awe. Just thank you for taking the time, your time. I know it's valuable to you. So let's not waste any more of it and let's get into it. This episode, I'm going to talk about executing on leadership. What does that mean? Well, as a leader, you know, it's always good to know that you're the person that you know what to do. You're the person that does what needs to be done. You're the one that makes things happen. You are the epitome of leadership. Now, there are some that, you know, want things to happen. There are others that wonder what happened, but you're the one that's making it happen. And that's a good thing. And people need that. People naturally gravitate to those types of leaders, those talented and intelligent leaders that can passionately take the mission, process it in their minds, develop a plan of action, and then execute. And execute to the point that it gets done, and it gets done right, and it gets done so well that others are quickly and easily, readily able to go back to that leader and say, hey, look, we've got this next mission that's got to get done. Now, that leader needs help, like all leaders, because leaders don't become leaders by themselves. They become leaders through the help of others. But when they can clearly set a vision and translate that into a consistent strategy that delivers, well, you know what that means. That's right. It means that they have followers. Followers that believe in that leader. Followers that make things happen. And followers that contribute 100% to achieving the goals, to meeting that vision that the leader passed on to them. Now, this is one of those skills that unfortunately is honed over time. There are very few people that can just naturally say, you know what, I'm stepping up and here are the results. There's very few. I mean, it's like minuscule. But the longer they're in leadership roles, the longer they step up and volunteer, the greater their level of results are. Now, what I say by this is so long as they keep stepping up and they keep saying, hey, I can do this. I want to do this. Give me a shot. Give me a chance. My team and I, we can do it. Along with the team, we can make it happen. And it gets done. Now, that's how you get to be that kind of a leader. That's how you can be one of those great leaders that delivers results. Because, again, it's through patience, persistence, and a lot of practice. There's no end around there. There's no shortcut to that. You have to be constantly vigilant on it, grinding it all the time. There is no middle ground. There is no, well, okay, we'll take a break today. No, you take a break today, you're going to pay the price and you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. As a leader, you're going to see it, because again, you're going to know when you have failed to meet your objectives. And that's not a good thing. But when you meet those objectives, because you're focused and you're on task and you're part of that execution that's making it happen, well, then you know that you have time on the back end, after it's all said and done, to slack off, to take it easy, to celebrate a little bit, to celebrate those victories as a team. Okay. Sure, leadership, the organizational leadership will come to you, but that's because you're the leader, you're the manager, you're the director, you're the go-to person, you're the person they turn to. And then you go to your team and say, hey, look, we've got another mission. It's great. You know, management can't come to the lowest person on your team. They have to go to the contact person, the chain of command. They have to follow the chain of command. Because if they keep going down to the lowest person on your team, they're circumventing you. They're circumventing the manager. They're circumventing the leader. And that is a big no-no, especially when You know, it stuff happens, but yet they don't want to go to you. They go to somebody else. What does that say? There's lack of trust. And that's a different issue for a different time. Now, other concerns, other issues. See, when you're executing and you're making results happen and you're bringing them in and you're working with your team, then that means that you're on. Consistency is on, and commitment is on. Everybody's on board. Everybody believes in it, and everybody's going to do what they need to do to make it happen. Now, another focus area to executing on leadership and making things happen and being the one that makes things happen with the team is communicating to your team, constantly communicating to your team. Your team will function as one cohesive unit so long as every member of that unit knows what's going on. Now, you can delegate jobs within the team. That's great. But should someone go sick, something unexpected happens to somebody, somebody goes out, can't somebody else within your team pick up the slack? Or two other people pick up the slack, or three of your team members pick up the slack if somebody has to leave? See, that's where cross-training comes into play. And a successful leader will cross-train every member of his team to ensure that if something happens, one or two people can fill in the blanks for that one individual, that one key individual that left. Now, this is not going to say that for everybody to expect to be doing everybody else's job, but it is saying that you believe in contingencies. You believe that life happens to people. And when life, and you realize that life has its own rules, life has its own way of being, own way of doing things, then you know that something's got to get done and something has got to fill in that blank. Because if somebody is not filling in that blank, the team might as well just come to a complete dead stop, because nothing is going to change that void if other people are not changed, if there's no cross-training within the organization or within your team at least. Oh, man, it's brutal. Now, there are a couple of things I want to share with you as for being a team leader that delivers and executes on leadership. You know, and I've talked about a couple of them. You know, delegating those responsibilities. Listen to your team members, because they're the ones that are going to tell you what's going on. And just because you're the leader doesn't mean you know everything. You know, I have an accountant on my staff, on the people that I work with. I have an accountant. You know what? I just know enough to get me in trouble. No, seriously, and that's why we have an accountant. But I know that there's forms. I know there's reports. I know that there's things that have to get done and when they have to get done. But to figure out how to do them, you know, I'm not a certified public accountant. I also know that I can't do it all myself, and I don't do it all myself. I have a team of people that does their job, and they do it very well. They're a great group of people, and I give them credit. Now, I don't go around, yay, great job, great job, great job, constantly, or hey, no, you can't do that, because again, what does that say? Well, at some point, it's going to sink into that staff. It's like, well, is he just saying it to say it, or does he really mean it? I mean it, otherwise I wouldn't say it. But then again, I don't say it so much that it just becomes background chatter. I want them to believe it and understand it and know it. So I'll take them on a one-on-one, and I'll take them as a group, and I'll tell them how much I appreciate them, how much I understand what they're doing, and I understand how much they're bringing in to the organization to achieve the goals of our organization. And as a leader, you should do that too, all the time. Not constantly, not 8 hours a day, but do it. Say thank you. Call them up if they're at a remote location. Talk to them real quickly, how things going. You need anything, supplies. Oh, and by the way, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. And just leave it like that. Leave them knowing that that's the last thing you said to them. Now, sometimes, like I said, things don't go well. You've cross-trained people. And they're able to fill in the gap. They're able to do the job that needs to get done. Fantastic. But then there's going to be times when you're going to run a little tight. Maybe two people are out. Maybe it's cold and flu season and there's half of your team is out and the other half is struggling to keep moving, but the objective is a hard, solid objective, and that's not going to change. What do? You adapt, you overcome, you succeed. And that's it. That's the bottom line. You really can't do anything else. So again, when it comes down to executing on leadership, everybody, the thing to remember is that it's a team effort. You just happen to be the person at the top. You just happen to be at the tip of the iceberg. Everybody else below you will either sink or swim because of themselves, because of you, and because how everybody treats everybody else on that team, in that organization, in that department, in that group. You know, on paper, you're just the top person. But you need each other. You definitely need each other. Remember that. Share the wealth. Share the information. Communicate. But most of all, communicate. That's the most of all. That's the big takeaway. Communicate. Especially when you're executing. And if you're the leader that constantly communicates with everybody and is persistent and consistent, you know what? Everybody's on board. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows what the guy or the gal to the right or the guy and the gal to the left are doing. And they know what their guy or gal on the right or left of them are doing as well. And that's, my friends, is the secret to executing on leadership. Keep everybody informed. Check on them. Make sure they have what they need. And by all means, keep them focused. Keep them on task. And you're good to go. Well, listen, everybody, this has been the Walking Leader Podcast number 74. My name is David Guerra. I thank you for stopping by. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra or visit the website daveguerra.com, daveguerra.com. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. Have a great week and talk to you next week.